Attacks on schools in Syria killed at least 160 children in 2014 and injured another 343, according to UNICEF. As the conflict approaches its fifth year, UN Children's Fund spokesperson Christophe Bouliérac said that the numbers were probably underestimated owing to the difficulty of getting accurate data. Teachers have also been killed in the attacks, but there's no information on the number of victims. In three governorates, Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor and Raqqa, schools are closed and at least 670,000 primary and lower high school-aged children no longer go to class, Bouliérac added. Islamic State fighters are responsible for schools shutting down in rural areas of Deir ez-Zor and Aleppo, UNICEF believes. Spokesperson Bouliérac added that some of the closures came after the self-proclaimed caliphate issued a decree last December.
There were some reports that circulated according to which the Islamic State wanted to change the curriculum of schools. And that's one of the reasons. Of course, there are other schools that had to close because of insecurity, of attacks. But the fact that the Islamic State said that the curriculum needed to be reshaped or reconceived explains why many schools had to close.
UNICEF believes that throughout Syria, up to 1.6 million children are either out of school or not attending school regularly. At a press briefing in Geneva, the UN agency issued a reminder that all children had a right to education and that they should not have to fear injury or death when going to school. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.